Hey, you. Yeah, you. You ever been to camp? Look at you. Of course you haven't. You're a wrestling fan. But Killian McMurphy and Big Dust are here to let you in on a little secret.
You can go to Camp Leapfrog on IWTV.
You looking for wrestling that's fun?
Wrestling that's different?
Wrestling that everyone's gonna love?
Or are you just looking for Killian McMurphy to beat the snot out of some geek?
That's Camp Leapfrog on IWTV. Tune in now, nerds.
This week's episode is brought to you by Design by Dunbar. If you need a logo design, flyers, e-commerce, website, or anything at all, go check out Designs by Dunbar at www.facebook.com/designbydunbar. What is going on, Nerds of Wrestling, and welcome to today's episode of What's Up Wrestler, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling. I am your host, Justin Del Rio, and my guest at this very time is Mike Skyros. Mike, what is going on? How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice, man. I'm chilling. Yes,
we are in business. We had a little technical difficulties there, man. Mike, thank you so much for coming on the show today, man. I really do appreciate it. I heard a lot about you. I seen you wrestle a few times at Tessa Shrink up in Connecticut. The last time I saw you was when you wrestled Alec Price for
Yeah,
Alec Price is so good. It was for the trophy, if I'm not mistaken, that K1 Classic, yep, right?
That is the K1 Classic trophy. K standing for Kowalski, as in Killer Kowalski.
Killer Kowalski,
yep. New England institution. So that was really cool to be able to wrestle him in that match.
Yeah, it's insane. I ask this question a lot to a lot of my guests. 2020 was a crazy year. You know, 2021 is shaping up to be okay. How have you been during, you know, this crazy time that we're living in?
I've been very fortunate. I have a good outlet to train currently in a safe manner. I have a lot of good outlets to perform in a safe manner, whether that be warehouse or studio style shows with just bare bones crew, or a couple shows I've been to with social distance, masked, sitting, all of that. A lot of people haven't been able to get in a ring, and I have, and I consider myself fortunate for that.
Have you always been a big fan of wrestling? And that's awesome to hear that you were very fortunate to get inside the ring. A lot of people haven't really had the opportunity to do so. I'm assuming you're going to be at that next show next. Yes. Next week, April 3rd,
yes,
for the Shank Show, so I'll be there as well, man.
Awesome. Glad to hear it, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You know, for the nerds who really don't know who the Moonlight Sun, Mike Skyros,
yes,
is, tell us about you, because this is my first time talking to you, and I know we've been friends for a while on Facebook, and yes, I know you heard about What's Up Wrestler, and I want to know more about the Moonlight Sun.
Yeah. I'm a wrestler from, I'm based out of Syracuse, New York. I wrestle in the New England area, upstate New York, Pennsylvania, a little bit in Canada. I am very much into the sport aspect of wrestling, so I'm very much into tactical wrestling, strikes, submissions, etc. That's my forte. In terms of myself and how I like to present myself, you hear the name Moonlight Sun, and you will think of a darker sort of like somber presentation, and that's what I go for. Everyone wears black, so do I. I have a lot of moon themed stuff on my gear. I try to lean into like the horror element of it as much as I can. Not horror, but that dark element of it often, and I'm having a lot of fun doing it.
I love your whole character. Because I seen you wrestle at Pesa Strength in October, and then the one in September wrestling first kind of, you know, opened back up for Tessa Shrank. If I'm not mistaken, you had sort of like a Venom character when you wrestled against Alec Price.
So what's fun in terms of wrestling, at least something that's worked for me, is I like to use everything I can to get into a certain focused, aggressive mindset for a match. And I was perusing the internet. I was looking at this mask maker in Mexico because I had Moon Knight masks made previously, and I saw that he had made a Venom mask, and I thought, oh, that's cool. It's got the tongue on it and everything. So I decided to make a few entrances with that, and with the October Test of Strength show being close to Halloween,
right,
kind of fit. He kind of got the jump on me. Yeah, right at the beginning of the match, he got the jump on me before I could even take the mask off. So I wrestled like the first half of that match in the mask, which was different. But it was fun. Make good photos.
Right. I was like, yo, is he ever going to take his mask off, or is he going to wrestle with it on the whole time? Like, what's happening? Yeah. I'm like, I thought he wrestles without it on. Are you a fan of Marvel and Venom and everything like that? Absolutely.
So yeah. Moon Knight is my guy. I actually have a couple Moon Knight figures here.
Oh, well, look at that.
Yeah. So he's been my guy for a little bit here. I'm into not a ton of characters. I really focus on a few characters. So like him, I like Iceman, I like Wolverine, Punisher, Venom, obviously, right. Spider-Man. But I dig the superhero thing. I'm trying to get into Red Hood as well. So if anyone has some good links for Red Hood stories, send them at me.
Before we get to know more about the Moonlight, son, Mike Skyros, tell the nerds where they can follow you, where they can find you. I'll be sure to drop those plugs at the end. Again.
Absolutely. I'm real easy. Everything is at Mike Skyros, MikeSkyros. So if you search at Mike Skyros, you will find me on every platform.
I always tell all the wrestlers who I interview, I go, you guys get very lucky that you get the same handle. I mean, I have the same handle too for my Instagram and Twitter. Very fortunate, because sometimes like someone will have the same thing and you got to throw like a underscore in there or something, or like the one. But yeah, guys, definitely go check out Mike Skyros. Talking about some superhero Marvel stuff, have you always been a big fan of it? I'm kind of a fan, but like, I'm not like hardcore fan. Like, I like Spider-Man. Yeah. He's my favorite Marvel character. I was 6 years old when Spider-Man came out, the one with Tobey Maguire. So Spider-Man will always hold like just like a special place in my heart. That's the first one I was introduced to. So
yeah, it's especially with a lot of the Marvel characters, I think people relate to their different struggles or their different flaws, actually. And I think that translates to wrestling. Like, I got into wrestling like a little later than most people, but I think part of the fun of it was a lot of them are real life superheroes. Like, you got these larger than life personalities, you got the colorful outfits, you got like the exaggerated presentation. And they settle a lot of their problems through violence, which is what superheroes do. So there's a lot of parallels there.
What year would you say you really got hooked into wrestling? Because a lot of people I talked to, they got hooked into the, you know, 06, 05, the Ruthless Aggression era, or the Attitude era.
Yeah, I missed the Ruthless Aggression era. I missed WCW. Oh, no. I missed ECW. I had to catch up on that later, so I started watching like 2002, 2003, like right
when like the Aggression era.
Yeah. And I really dug all that. Like, that's really like the stuff that kept me watching for years. Definitely the Ruthless Aggression stuff.
I thought you were going to say like, oh, I started watching like 2010, 2011. I was like, oh God, that's the awful year to start.
I managed to catch some of the good stuff.
03, 04 is good though. You know, that's like, as 02, I think 04 was like the Ruthless Aggression era. So you started at a very, very good time. 04, 05, you know, 06 was the best years in wrestling. Like, nobody could argue with that, except the Ruthless Aggression era, of course. Who are some wrestlers that you were instantly hooked to?
So the first match I really remember seeing and paying attention to was Jeff Hardy versus The Undertaker in that ladder match for the Undisputed Championship on Raw. So those were both my guys for years. And then Kurt Angle was in the mix. I was really into Eddie and Chavo as a tag team and Eddie as a single later. Like, pretty much a lot of the SmackDown guys ended up being, like, who I followed.
That match you just named, man, the Undertaker versus Jeff Hardy, holy shit. Oh, yeah. My God, what a match. Oh, my God, what a banger that was. Still one of the best matches, in my opinion. Very underrated. Oh. Not a lot of people talk about it. Not a lot of people know about it. I saw that match for the first time when I got the ladder match DVD, because I started watching wrestling in 06. So, kind of, I didn't, and I was also, like, 11, so I didn't have access to the internet, and I couldn't, like, look up all that stuff. So, yeah. I had to get all these DVDs to do my research, and one of the ladder matches on that DVD was Jeff Hardy versus Taker. And I'm like, holy shit, this is a good match. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, this is so good.
Yeah, it's one of those where, like, you really get a sense of, like, this underdog dude, like, doesn't have a shot. Like, The Undertaker was so, like, outmatched him by so much. But the fact, like, he fought through it and he got, like, that close, that was the fun of it.
I love how Taker raised his arm at the end. He just, like, yeah. threw him to the ground. He's like, holy shit, you're a crazy bastard.
Like, yeah, damn. And that did everything for him.
Oh, dang. He went over, like, Taker put him over that night for sure. That, yep. like, said, that, I mean, Jeff Hardy was always over, but, like, just Taker raising his arm right there after that match just put him over to the top right there.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
How did Mike Skyrose start training to become a professional wrestler? How old were you when you said, okay, this is what I want to do?
Yeah, so, like a lot of people, this used to be super taboo to talk about, but everyone who wrestles now was into it. So I did the backyard wrestling thing with my friends and, like, we had fun. And eventually we were like, man, this kind of hurts. Yeah. We kind of want to, like, give this a real shot and, like, see if we can do it and, like, wrestle in front of people and all that. So we looked around. Eventually we found the school that I'm still at today. It's called the Institute of Pro Wrestling in Syracuse, New York. Nice. I started there in the fall of 2012. And I was 19 years old when I first started, and I've been there ever since.
That's awesome. You're around the same age I am. You're what, 28 around there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm 26. Just said, you know what? I want to ask, if you don't mind me asking rather quick, about you a little bit in the backyard. What's the worst bump you've taken in the backyard? Like, did you do some stupid shit?
Honestly, I let everyone else do the stupid stuff. Like, I really didn't do anything that crazy. I just remember, we used to wrestle on the ground sometime.
Oh, and God.
This dude gave me a side slam on the ground, and I thought I was never going to breathe again. Like, I'm like, this is it. I was like, ugh! Like, I had, like, the death rattle in my throat and everything. It was, I thought I was going to die, like, at that park.
Oh, my God. Why would you take that? That's crazy.
Because we were dumb teenagers. Like, what else are you going to do?
Right, right. And then you finally stepped foot into the ring for the first time training, and you took your first back bump. You're running the ropes for the first time. You must have felt like, okay, this feels better. This is what it should feel like.
Yeah. Like, it's, and I think a lot of people overlook, like, just being able to be in a ring and, like, use a ring is such a privilege. And I still get, like, caught up in, like, man, sometimes I look around and be like, man, this is really cool. Like, I'm in a ring. Like, I'm just running around hitting the ropes and, like, they're just letting me do this. Like,
right. It's the best. What was the first bump like? What was the first back bump you took? Like, after you took that first bump, what was it going through your mind? Were you like, okay, this is where I want to be? Or were you like, hell no, I don't want to do this?
I think it wasn't even, I don't even specifically remember that moment, like, off the top of my head, to be honest, because I had been, it wasn't correct, and we didn't know what we were doing, but I've been falling down in people's backyards and, like, makeshift rings and all that for years before I got in the pros. So, like, it wasn't even that. It was like, okay, I'm in a professional ring. Like, I'm doing this right. Like,
right.
I was just really happy to just be in that space at that moment.
Hell yeah, man. That's great. And it seems like your career is taking off like crazy. After your training was done, what was the first match you got booked in? What was going through your mind during your first match?
Oh, dude, I was nervous as hell. So, like, it's coming up, actually. It was it was, I got to look up the date, but it was like the beginning of April 2014. It was in front of like maybe like 50 people at this like middle school. It was a three-way too, so that was even more fun. But
triple threat, was, oh my God.
Yeah, but I'm very fortunate. Like, once again, like the three people in the match were myself, a person who was my best friend at the time, who I've been training with like ever since I started, and one of our instructors. So we knew each other enough to like, we just had him put together the match, and the match came off like, it wasn't great. Like, we were still super inexperienced, like learning, but I thought it was, I look back on it recently, I'm like, it really, so I just remember like being nervous, like having like all the feeling of being sick, like before going out, and like,
of course,
once you go out, like the adrenaline was going, I'm like, oh man, this is so cool. Like, we're in front of people. This is great.
50 people is a lot of people. Like, it may not seem like a lot of people, like, who are listening to, like, compared to WWE wrestling in front of, you know, 20,000 people every night. But for your first match to wrestle in front of, you know, like, legit 50 paying customers, must have been like, I can't fuck up. Like, oof, oh my God, okay, here we go, here we go.
Yeah.
This is real, this is real. And for a triple threat match, like, I've heard a lot of stories about, you know, battle royals. I heard twice, actually, about people debuting. Like, they were guests in the audience and debuting like later on that night. I'm like, what? Like, that's badass. Just a debut,
yeah.
You know, as like a fan, and like, no, I'm a wrestler. But triple threat, I never heard of triple threat. But it's must have been a big relief to wrestle with your trainer, because I feel like,
yeah,
your first match should be against a trainer. They trained you for, you know, 6 months and 2 years, so you should be like, hey, you're gonna wrestle me. Let's see what you got.
Yeah, because like, well, I mean, I agree. And the thing is, you know, it's just the way it is now, but a lot of times like new guys just end up in the ring with other new guys, and it's a lot of pressure. And it's really tough to learn that way. So I was in a good position to be in there with someone who had been around like forever and knew what they were doing.
I absolutely love that. After that first match was over, it must have felt like so much weight lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah,
you must have been like, hey, that wasn't the great, no matches up for no first match is perfect, but you must have been like, okay, I got it out of the way, I know, yeah, what's gonna be like next time. After that one, what were some other promotions you were booked at? I know, like we said in the beginning, you wrestle for Test of Strength a lot. You're the current K1 Classic trophy holder there.
Yes.
What were some of the other promotions that you worked for after your first one?
Yeah, and after that match, I was just happy that I didn't mess up anything, and I didn't, like, no one got hurt. But, like, after that, I actually didn't get to Test of Strength for quite a while. I started wrestling a Test of Strength at the beginning of, I think it was the end of 2018 or the beginning of 2019.
Oh, okay.
And I started in 2CW, which was Squared Circle Wrestling, based out of Syracuse, New York. I wrestled almost exclusively there for, like, the first year and a half of my wrestling career until they closed their doors. And then I went to Grand Slam Wrestling, GSW, out of Scranton, Pennsylvania, was the first place that really gave me an opportunity to like come back like regularly. And I did a little bit in Pennsylvania. I did a little bit in upstate New York for places like Excite Wrestling, which I still perform at regularly. I did Southern Tier Wrestling. I've done like places in New England, like New England Championship Wrestling had me on a few times, Test of Strength, New York Championship, like a lot of just different places just gave me a chance to like come back regularly. And I tried to make a foothold there, and it's served me well so far.
I mean, that's all you can do as a wrestler. Yeah. In New England, you live in New York currently, correct?
Yes.
So we're very fortunate to have so much wrestling. Like,
yeah,
it's to the point where as a fan and as a wrestler, even as a wrestler, it must be extremely overwhelming, because you're like, hey, I want to get my foot in there. I want to work there. I want to work there. I want to work there. But also wrestlers are like, hey, I'm just happy to work anywhere. Whereas fans, we're like, okay, there's all these wrestling promotions. I gotta like, you know, do research on that, you know, like discover all these new guys and girls. It's crazy. It's a lot. With that being said, you know, what are some promotions that you haven't been able to work for and that you would really want to?
Sure. So I would really like to work more in the New Jersey area. I think that's a place that's really like hot right now in terms of a lot of people are having a lot of crazy matches. A lot of people are getting seen. A lot of the fans have their eye on that area. Right. I also think promotions in New England, such as Chaotic Wrestling, NEW, Limitless. I've wrestled once at Beyond. I would love to wrestle at Beyond again. They're still a very popular place, and they set a lot of the trends that are happening. One thing I will say in addition, though, is I've been very fortunate to be at places that have given me the ball and let me build my stock a little bit. Like, to build on your point from earlier, there's a ton of wrestling out there, and a lot of people don't want to look at it like as a business. It's like, oh, I want to wrestle everywhere all the time. And I've tried to find places that find value in me and want to give me like different things to different opportunities to kind of attack. And if you get three or four places that really want to let you run with the ball, that's how you get popular. And then everyone else wants to use you. So
absolutely. I love that. Well said. Beyond is one of one hell of a promotion. I love Beyond Wrestling. I know you wrestled there. I have the name written down. His name is Dakota. I don't want to get his last name wrong because I don't want to sound stupid. Maybe you could tell me his last name. Dakota, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Yeah. You wrestled for Beyond one time. And I know that must have been uncharted territory too, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I wrestled Dakota Orion on Uncharted Territory. And that was Orion of 2019. And I was very fortunate. I'm not going to name names because I don't want to blow up this person's spot, but there was an opportunity for a person to suggest a person to appear on Beyond, and my name was suggested, and my name was accepted, and that's just the way things happen sometimes. And it was very cool to wrestle on Beyond. Like, that one match on Beyond, like, I lost, and I still, like, my social media blew up. Like, I got as much good press that night as I had gotten out of any match. So that was a very cool experience.
You see, I was going to say Dakota Orion, but you said Orion. So thank God you said it and not me. I say it how it's spelled. I laughed earlier when you said you wrestled in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I don't know if you watched The Office, but The Office immediately popped right up to mind. Are you a fan of The Office?
The Office isn't my deal, man. Like, if you like it, that's all good. I'm not going to tell you what to like, but it never caught on with me. Scranton's a horrible town, dude. No offense to anyone from Scranton, but there's nothing going on in Scranton, PA. There's a Sheetz.
Like, really boring. There's a what?
There's a Sheetz gas station / restaurant, and that's the best thing they got going.
How were you booked at Scranton? How did they – what promotion was that for?
That was for Grand Slam Wrestling, and the reason I was booked for that promotion was there's a wrestler that has gone out of his way to help me out a lot. His name is Brute Van Slyke. He is out of upstate New York. He had a hand in my training, and when there was a time that I wanted to go out and explore new places, he gave me that opportunity, and he's been super cool to me over the years, and he's still around doing his thing, making headway, and it was very cool to have that door open for me.
Hey, anywhere, right? Just to get your name out there. I'm surprised, like, Scranton, like, because I know Scranton is, like, I honestly thought it was fictional. I didn't know it was real. I thought it was just made up. I was like, oh, it's actually real. No shit. When you said
the first time we pulled into town, actually. The first time we pulled into town, we stopped at a four-way intersection. We looked left, and we saw a drug deal happen. So, Scranton, PA.
Damn, you don't see that here. I'm in Connecticut. I never saw any drug deals. Oh, that's funny. No, like you said, I was like, wait, Scranton's actually real? I was like, it's not fake? It's real, no shit. Oh, man. Talk about your appearance on really quick for next week for Test of Strength, April 3rd. What are your thoughts going into there? I'm excited for that show. I can't wait. I love going to Test of Strength. My first show for Test of Strength was back in October. And I'm from Connecticut, and I've never been to Test of Strength until last October.
So the cool thing about Test of Strength is over the last year, it's developed into sort of a melting pot for all these wrestlers from New England, Jersey, and the New York City area. And we've had a lot of good talent show up. Even some of the people all the people I've wrestled there have been phenomenal. I wrestled Pillman Jr. there. I wrestled Sammy Diaz there. Alec Price, Max Caster, all these like super talented dudes. We're having Jacob Fatu, the MLW world champion there, wrestling Hardy. That's gonna be nuts. If you look at the card, the card's stacked, like top to bottom, no cliche. The card is absolutely stacked. So in terms of that show, we're just looking to knock it out of the park because like we've been chomping at the bit to really get back to it since October.
Right. Yeah, and I was so upset when they're like, "Oh, our next show's in April." I'm like, "Oh, damn, really? April? Shit!" Yeah. I was like, "All right, it's okay. I went this long without wrestling. I could go a couple more months. I'll be okay. It's all right. No big deal." And it sucks. I go to a lot of Northeast wrestling shows. You know, I haven't been to one in over a year. It's like this has been the longest time since I've been to one since haven't been to one since like 2018. So I'm like, I'm itching to go back to NEW, bro. I cannot wait to go back to NEW.
Yeah.
After 2021 is kind of, you know, in normal after this whole COVID is, you know, done. What do you see? Where do you see yourself after by the end of the year? What are your goals?
Yeah, a lot of people were in my shoes, but like I was building a good bit of momentum for myself literally right before the pandemic hit. Like I had some really cool matches lined up and it's really out of your control. Things happen and a lot of people have been hit hard by the pandemic, but I'm looking to regain that momentum and then some. Is it realistic for me to say I'm going to get signed by the end of the year? It's not really my call, but what I want to do is put myself in position that those people know who I am and those people are watching. And I think that is something that I will accomplish.
You never know, bro. You never know. You get signed by the end of the year. Hey, you never know. Going back to 2020, really quick before we end, when 2020 impacted a lot of people, how were you able to keep such a positive mindset?
Support system. I've said this a few times, but I'm very fortunate both personally and professionally to have a good support system around me. There's a lot of people out there that feel very alone and are by themselves, and I want them to know that they're not alone and we got the light at the end of the tunnel in terms of this pandemic thing. Just hold the course, and a lot of us are looking forward to getting back and entertaining you as soon as possible. So I'm very fortunate for the people in my life that have been there to like keep me going through all this nonsense.
I love that, bro. You said that very well. Mike, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. This is to have you on again sooner rather than later, and I will definitely see you at the Test of Strength show.
Absolutely.
Next week, April 3rd.
Sign off here. Get out to that Test of Strength show Saturday, April 3rd, Waterbury, Connecticut. Like I said, stack card. If you go on the Test of Strength social media, you'll see it. I also want to thank you, Justin, for having such a professional presentation, for really hyping up these interviews. I'm not saying this just because you're sitting in front of me. I'm really impressed by the way you approach this, and you can have me on as a guest anytime. We can set it up.
Hell yeah. Thank you, dude, so much. That really does mean a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, below is Mike Skyros' social media. Go follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Mike Skyros. Same handle, piece of cake. This has been an episode of What's Up Wrestler, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling. I am your host, Justin Del Rio. Peace out, nerds. And that concludes this episode on the Nerds of Wrestling podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more future episodes. I'm your host, Justin Del Rio. Peace out, nerds.